USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The 2024 GOP presidential candidate pool is expanding. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans to announce his candidacy tonight in New Hampshire. Similarly, former Vice President Pence is expected to declare his bid on Wednesday in Des Moines, Iowa. A legal case is being filed against new Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis.
On Monday, the Behar County District Attorney's Office in Texas announced they filed both misdemeanor and felony charges, including unlawful restraint, after DeSantis sent 49 migrants on a flight from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard in September of 2022. An investigation into the incident was opened last year over concerns that migrants were lured onto the flight under false pretenses of getting work. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Both sides are blaming each other for an explosion at a Soviet-era dam in southern Ukraine under Russian control. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that blast led to a breach in the dam.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands.
The dam's massive reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula and Europe's largest nuclear power plant. A congressional push is underway to preserve AM radio in modern vehicles. Today, a House subcommittee conducted a hearing on a bipartisan bill that would mandate car manufacturers keep AM radios functional as certain companies have begun phasing it out. The Republican-led House set to vote this week on legislation regarding gas stoves. The proposed bills aim to prevent regulators from imposing future bans on stoves or implementing new energy conservation and health standards for newer models. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik has accused the Biden administration of engaging in a war on American energy by imposing regulations. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there are plenty of both.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
In a groundbreaking development, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have announced their merger, aiming to unite the world of professional golf on a global scale. As part of the agreement, the former competitors have resolved all ongoing legal disputes and will establish a new company, which is yet to be named. McDonald's is introducing a new meal to honor a beloved character from McDonaldland. Beginning on June 12th, the fast food giant will unveil the Grimace Birthday Meal and Shake. The package includes either a Big Mac or a 10-piece Chicken McNuggets with medium fries, accompanied by a purple shake. Actor Pete Davidson may regret his purchase of a Staten Island ferry boat. During the premiere of Transformers Rise of the Beasts, Davidson confessed to Entertainment Tonight that he is clueless about the current status of the ferry that he bought with fellow SNL star Colin Jost. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.